Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Ted J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And it is one of the craziest shows ever. This is why we're one of the feature shows on Blog Talk Radio for the crazy foolishness that goes on in this show. It's a lot of greatness, so definitely glad to have y'all in the building. It's Wednesday, and you know what Wednesday is, it's hump day. So as always, I love to remind y'all every week on Wednesday, make sure if you're going to hump somebody, hump them responsibly. That's all I say. So there you go, everyone. I've got a crazy show coming up for y'all today. We got my girl Danger, a.k.a. RareC25, which is her Twitter name. She's going to be on here today. We're going to be chopping up with her. She's one of the newest additions to the Dust Divine Model Group. And she's also an A&R for Cutthroat Records, in which they'll be on here later on the show as well. And we'll be chopping up with them basically about some of the big projects they got coming up and whatnot. So definitely excited about doing that. But first off, speaking of my girl, James, you're about to go ahead and open up her line. She's on the line right now. Let's go ahead and open it up. All right. What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Very excited to be on your show. I'm doing lovely.
Okay, that's what's up. You know, glad to have you in the building. You know, it definitely, for some people that's not, haven't looked at the pictures and stuff yet. Probably, you know, they're like way behind the times. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, y'all go see the pictures, man. Don't try not to freak out too much. Go, oh my god, yeah, like she is nice. So just gonna take a couple breaths to get over there.
Thank you.
But first off, let's go ahead and chop up. You know, basically, like how you got to the industry. Like, let us know about the story about you, how you ended up getting into modeling.
Actually, I got into modeling through my mother. She used to model before she settled down and had children. She was a professional model, and now she's a professional makeup artist, and she has been for over 30 years now. So she introduced me to the industry at a very young age, doing fashion shows, different things from the stores that she worked with out in California when we used to live there. Then we had relocated to Michigan. So I'm have a touch of up north Midwest and West Coast in me. So I started on TV doing commercials, doing fashion shows for one of her boutiques that she had out there. And I just took it and went from there and expanded myself.
Well, definitely. And, you know, definitely you've been doing a lot of big things with that. You actually have a modeling group that you have. I'll tell us about that.
Yes, we have a Spotlight Management. We just launched that company October 2011, and basically it's a range of things that we do. We are an agency, and we represent new talent in the industry, male, female, whether if you're a rapper, a singer, dancer, hip-hop, urban, or even just a model. Also, we do some things with the adult entertainment side as well, and we book you for gigs and events. So we also, along with that, have our photography company, Spotlight Photography, and we do professional photo shoots for models, anyone in the business industry, if you're an entrepreneur. So we brought in with that, and we're building up our team base, and we're going to come out there. We're located in Charlotte, North Carolina. So any models that's out there that's looking for a reliable, trusting, loyal agency, you can always contact me, Danger, Shamir Burrell, as well as Shalon Craig. He's a wonderful film producer. He's a writer, a singer. He's out of New York. He used to be one of the big photographers for CoverGirl magazine. So he has many years, 25 plus years of experience in this industry. So,
definitely. So let's go ahead and go into the A&R side. Like, how did you transition from that? You just said, okay, I'm doing modeling, and then I want to be an A&R on top of that. A lot of people they transition only do one at a time, but you're mixing up both worlds and doing
yes,
the world.
I wear many hats. Right. Well, I met Hayes and they're the CEO, president, and vice president of Cutthroat Records almost 2 years ago. And I have an ear for music, and I'm a very business-minded woman, and I can run a company and represent any team very well. So just as far as I noticed they had needed some slight assistance when it comes to recruiting artists, doing contracts, signing paperwork, booking, and a whole bunch of other things in building a team. And I showed them what I can do, and they was like, wow, you know, can you join our team and represent Cutthroat as the A&R? So I went ahead and took on that title, and it's been amazing. From there, we currently we're getting ready to have a show February 9th. My G-Dials Resort Entertainment, we're having an eye candy modeling audition. Ladies, if you hear that, that's to compete in the competition for May 12th. And also, we're going to feature Woe, Miss Dolly, as well as Jamaican Hayes. They're coming down from D.C. from Cutthroat Records, and they also going to perform live. And then February 10th, we have a nice big promotional party for Cutthroat Records. So if you want to network, chill with us, talk to us, we're also going to air live out of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Always feel free. You can contact me for tickets, only $10. So I just book. I have a lot of connects, and I travel so much. I network and meet people everywhere. It's pretty much good for me, and I have a strong foundation to be able to work with them. They're amazing. I love them to death. And we just, we're like brother and sister. And we also business people and doing what we have to do to be successful. So,
yeah. I got to jump into something you said. You said something about traveling. Now, I just got finished making this comment on Twitter and Facebook the other day on how important it is for you to be in this industry that's modeling, music, doesn't matter. You have to travel. I cannot say that any, because real talk, I mean, you always said, like a lot of people always complain and go, man, my whole city don't support me, man. man, they don't realize, but they don't try. But it be they're the victim of their own demise. If they don't, they stay within those four walls and don't travel. That's on their part.
Right.
Their fault.
That is. You want to get as much exposure as possible, and that depends on how far you want to go. You always got to ask that model, how far do you want to take you as talent and you as a model? If you want to stay local, then be content and be satisfied with just doing local work. Me, I'm beyond local. I want to get into everything. I do music videos. I do glamour. I do print advertising. I do commercial. I do TV. And you can't do all that just being local. You have to go to where it's at. You need to go to where the assignment is at. And I highly will tell a model, it's good to travel. The more you network, the more work you do, the more work material you have out there. So, for example, if I'm in California or New York and I'm doing something out there, someone else from representing another company can say, hey, I like her style. I like her swag. She will be good for this upcoming assignment. Hey, can we talk to you once you're done with this photo shoot or whatever you got going on? I'm having a fashion show. Or I would love for you to host this event, or I would love for you to do runway for us. But if you don't broaden yourself and expand your horizons, you will always know the same people. And you can't meet anyone if you don't go anywhere. So I go everywhere, and I'm open to go everywhere, and I pretty much travel. And that's how I connect, and that's how I get work. So, like I said, I recommend models go ahead and travel. If not, then you're always going to be just that local model. You know, you're not. Sometimes you may can hit big and get an assignment, but 9 times out of 10, you're going to have to do that assignment in another state. So, you know, if you're not open to traveling, then just be content and happy where you at. You know, that's my opinion. That's my advice.
I agree. I can't stress that enough. I get tired having to say that every time. So I sit there and watch it on Twitter and Facebook all day, and people just complain. I said, oh, no. I can't stress it too much. Now, another thing I got to say is that speaks of you. If you don't travel, I see some people, miles on deck, they get miles on deck, and making the page is not going to get you. It's going to say, oh, photographers just flying to me. I'm just made a page, but you're not actively make yourself like talk to these people, then you screwing yourself up. Yeah, that's on you.
Right. Models need to know how to promote. That's a big thing. If you don't promote yourself, you can't expect anyone else to do it. As much work as one person see you do, that's how much work they're going to get done for you. So if they see
Hold on. I need you to go back one more time. Tell them that one more time. They need to do what again? They need
promote.
To know how to do what?
They need to promote. Do you hear me? You need to promote. I'm probably on about 14 websites, 2 featured sites. You can find me on Model Mayhem, Models on Deck, or look at ATL.com. That's a big website in Atlanta, and they will send you beaucoup of assignments you wouldn't even believe, from reality shows to movies, needing extras to shoots they need and hair shows. You'll be surprised. So you have to promote. And that's how I met you, you know. You kind of found me. I found you. We found each other. So that's how you meet people. If you don't promote yourself, you got to put yourself out there. Yes, I have a promotional team, but I don't expect them to do all the work. You know, well, how can they promote me and then I'm nowhere to be found? Because at the end of the day, if they go to my promotional team, hey, we want to talk to her, but I'm not around, then what's the point of them promoting me? So you need to promote yourself. That's very important. I try to tell these guys, why am I getting out there? Why am I getting assignments like you? Why am I getting these gigs? Well, what are you doing? Your name is you haven't put your name nowhere. You haven't put none of your material anywhere. You know, I have my own website. So I have 2 websites. My management team, we have our own website. So anytime somebody want to call you and say, hey, can I see some of your material? And you're sitting there like, oh, go to Facebook. No, well, Facebook, you don't own Facebook. You have no ties to Facebook. That's just a page. You know, can I see some of your own work? Well, you need to be able to give them a website to go to with your own material, your own bio, where they can contact you and where they can book you. And, you know, a lot of models, they don't understand that. It's a lot more in the behind the scenes versus just taking a picture and shooting a video or, you know, doing a print ad. It's a lot more to add up to that. And if you don't have the dedication and you're not committed to it, trust and believe, you're not going to be successful with it at all. It's not going to happen.
Exactly. That's the reason why I started this whole thing. So I started the group in the first place to educate. It just, matter of fact, sometimes some of them are already educated, but just some of the ones that have potential, and they are trying to look for help. They're not just sitting there like thinking they're just going to fall in their lap. Some of the people I want to work with, I don't want to work with people who are stubborn and know ways with that. So, anyways, what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, we're going to go to a quick music break. And then we come back, and you can hang out with us for a little bit, because we're going to have my boy Jamaican Hayes on the line in a second. So after we play this track, we'll have him on here. All right, y'all, this is Do Magic, our feature Mr. Wong. So here we go. We're right back on Life to the Dust Live, your boy Ceddy J. And shout out to my girl Danger. And her voice is so sweet.
Tap out. That's my turning up, girl, but you gotta do on this one. Hey, girl, shawty, you don't be no shy girl. Pop that pussy and be a black girl. Shawty, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. Shawty, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. When I started to do that woody bounce, first I'm gonna ask her what that booty do. Her reply was, I'll show you. Ass started clapping, shorty about that action. With her ass so tall, yeah, she just threw it at her balls. Now she got my attention, yeah, she know my intention. No need for me to mention about hitting, I'm winning. So I know it's a given, so shake it, shorty. I'm grabbing ass and tips all that shit. Shawty, you don't be no shy girl. Pop that pussy and be a bad girl. Shawty, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. Shawty, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. Shawty, got swag like a motherfucker. She out there swagging like a motherfucker. Shawty out there making a cash, mopping that pussy, shaking that ass. Shawty get that clapper like a round of applause. She don't give a fuck if you see her job. Shawty gonna shake that shit, work them tips, fuck the whole game up and do a split. Blow haze, purple and ice cream. Shawty talking like the motherfucking protein. Oh my goodness, I love how you do. When the business is trying to get at you. Shawty, you don't be no shack out. Pop that pussy and be a black girl. Shout it, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. Shout it, you a bad bitch, let me grab it, smack it, make that ass do magic. Make that ass do magic. Make that ass do magic. Make that ass cut out. Exclusive. Bring it back.
Mr. Louis G. Production.
Yeah. Nigga. Bitches. I hold everybody.
All right. Welcome back, everybody, to Life at Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddy J. And shout out to the ladies that did not have to make the ass do magic. All right. We're back in the building. And shout out to, I'm bringing back online too. Shout out to my girl Danger's in the building today too. But also, shout out to brought along a friend of hers today too. My boy Jamaican Hayes. Let me go ahead and open up his line real quick. What's up, Jamaican?
What up?
What's up, bro?
You know, same old shit, cut, bro. We tied it like W, you hear me? We got Mr. Wong in the building too, yeah. What's good with everybody, you know what I'm saying? Cut throat all day, you know, keep listening. Do your thing.
Oh, what's up, man? What's up? I like that song, man. I'm a person especially like I'm in the club, because I'm the person, I like being in the club. I like just getting ladies crunk, because when you get the ladies crunk, the guys will automatically be crunk, because they get to see the ladies do the thing. So I appreciate music like this.
Oh, yeah, we got plenty more where that came from, though. What I'm talking about?
Yes, sir. First off, man, I want to talk to you guys about, you know, kind of how Cutthroat Records started. And also, man, by the way, I mean, I was intrigued by the story of how, like, the young people that y'all have. I have so many young folks in the industry as well. And y'all kind of tell us all about that.
Okay, well, you know, Cutthroat Records started, like, before Cutthroat was Cutthroat Records. You know what I'm saying? We was on our own cutthroat, you know what I'm saying? Stuff like, was family-wise, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Family stick together, you know what I'm saying? Loyalty is love, you know what I'm saying? And then we got into the music, you know what I'm saying? We incorporated that into our music, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, just cut the whole record, because that's what we've been rapping, you know what I'm saying? Before we used to do music, and now we do the music, it's all together, you know what I'm saying? We get to tell the story. And put the home. The youngest on the team, man. We got Monsters, man. The youngest one that's on stage right here with my daughter. Hey, you know what I'm saying? She's 5 now, but she dropped her first song when she was 4. We have 15-year-old Kid Zone. Man, that boy's 6'5". Man, Wayne better watch out, because my man Kid Zone, yeah, he coming for that. Showtime, he only 14, and he's better than Kid Zone, in my opinion. But both of them spit fire, and they, like, the tag team duo, they was playing monsters, man. That's how Cutthroat do it, man. You know what I'm saying? We live this life, you know what I'm saying? We're rapping about this life, and that's how it is, you know what I'm saying? Cutthroat is real raw and uncut. That's how we want to live with on the album. We're going to tell them that we're probably ragged up. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, as far as, like, we're starting as a record company as well, like, what's, like, some of the big goals y'all got coming up? Because I know a lot of times, you know, a lot of record labels, they don't really have, there's a lot of record labels out here, they don't really have big goals as far as how they want to take care of their artists, and that's where a lot of problems go at. Like, what's, like, some of the goals that y'all trying to attack for this year coming up?
Oh, I feel it's like we trying to get as much shows done all over the U.S. as possible. You know what I'm saying? Like, traveling, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Danger was saying, it's all about traveling. If you travel, you don't know who's out there that would love your music. You know what I'm saying? Go to different states, travel, and just, you know what I'm saying, do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Put your passion into it. You know what I'm saying? You got to let the people hear the passion that you have. Music, you know what I'm saying? Push that, you know what I'm saying? Spit that real, and everybody gonna love you, man. The streets will love some real shit, you know what I'm saying?
Right, it didn't help you, you know. It's people that, like, I was talking to all the time, and you just said it about music. And this guy first talked to Danger about it, too. Like, it's just, people got to understand that there's people that probably like your stuff. You just ain't, you just not just taking the time out to go out there and promote yourself and put yourself out there. And I had never heard of y'all. And then you know, I get your music and I like it. And then now I'm another person that likes it. The thing is, if you got to understand, you got to send the stuff out to people, and then they end up liking it. They don't have to be in the same region that you're in.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, and I mean, that's the whole thing, being global. A lot of people don't understand that. And as far as, like, that's even more ironic, like, you have those island roots. How does that, how do you transition that into your music?
I was all back against the love music. If you have enough music, any kind of music that you like is available to you, because you have to, like, I like all types of music. I listen to everything. So when it comes to me being Jamaican and me and putting the Jamaican flow into my rap, all I do is just go, that's what I am. I'm Jamaican, so it's in me. I could do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fit your life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's so easy. You know what I'm saying? Promote yourself. That's the key promotional. So make people say, you know what I'm saying, I have to listen to this guy. I mean, he out here doing this, doing that. He keep posting this stuff about his music. Keep talking about music. Let me check him out. As soon as you check him out, yeah, I like him. You know what I'm saying? And now he's going to tell their friends to check this guy out because, you know what I'm saying, he's nice and he's doing this stuff. So, you know what I'm saying, keep it moving like that. That's how we do at Cutthroat. You hear me?
And I mean, I know it's probably like a lot of people always say this all the time, but I gotta make sure I go and make it saying it too. Like, I got some fine women from the Islands, man. This period, man. Like, it's really hard for me to find an ugly chick. It be some ugly ones. I mean, because I'm gonna say this, man. I'm gonna let you know that it be some ugly ones. But I'm just saying, a lot of times the ones I done ran into. I hardly run
to
ugly ones.
Man, y'all go to the islands, man. That's where it's at, man. The most beautiful is women's, man.
Yep, man. Well, definitely. Okay, so I was like your five. You had to pick five influences as far as in music right now. I'm dead or alive that you say definitely help transition to your music. Who would you say?
Oh, my five?
Yeah, top five.
Oh, okay. My five is okay. It's off Bucks, you know, it's Tupac. You know what I'm saying? And then my opinion, this is just my opinion, you know what I'm saying? Pastor Troy, that's my nigga, you know what I'm saying? That nigga, yes. You know what
I like
saying?
That. His energy, I love his energy.
Yup, and then DMX, you know what I'm saying? Then I say, my cousin Dutch the Don, man. You know what I'm saying? He with the team, man. That nigga spit fire, man. I swear, free that nigga Dutch the Don. You him? All day that cut those shit, we tally ragged up like a farm,
man. My favorite five would be, you know what I'm saying, definitely Tupac, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Hustle, you know what I'm saying, you know, Dutch, you know what I'm saying, Jamaican Hayes too, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know,
they contribute to the flow, you know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you being out there with them on the daily, you know what I'm saying? You just go through things and then y'all able to, like, relate on the track together and it's all, you know what I'm saying, flow together nicely, how it's supposed to.
Okay. All right, so I'm gonna ask all three of y'all. So, Danger, I still got you online?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, so I'm going to ask, because this is one of my favorite questions to ask people, because I've heard everything in 2012. I've heard some stuff already crazy in 2012. Let's see. As far as, like, y'all, each of y'all most embarrassing moments y'all ever had, either outside the industry or inside the industry, what would you say is your most embarrassing moment, starting with Danger?
Most embarrassing moment. Oh my God, I can't even think. I'm so spontaneous and random. I can make a moment and you think it's embarrassing on my behalf, but it really isn't. I was at a club and I was having one of our dancers featured at a club out in Detroit. And she was dancing, and of course I was there representing one of my companies out there. And she just was performing with another artist. And they asked me to go on stage at the last minute to help dance. So it was kind of like I had to catch up to what she was doing. It was embarrassing due to the fact that I played along with it. I was smooth. We killed it on the stage. But at the same time, it was like I got put on the spot. They needed another dancer. And I was like breaking sweats and bullets, and I didn't know what to do. And she had her little choreographed thing going on, and I'm sitting here trying to do my thing too. But I had fun with it. It turned out lovely, but it was very embarrassing for me because I was put on the spot to get there on stage, like, at the very moment, and cameras were there. It was featured on TV, so I was like, this is my image. If I get up here looking stupid, and then I was tipsy, I was buzzing. So, you know, I was like, what if I fell on my face on stage? You know, then everybody in the audience will see that, but I held my own, so That was one of my embarrassing moments.
You didn't break up the campus, did you?
They loved me, and I got a whole bunch of bookings after that. I might add that. So, no, it turned out good.
Okay. So it ended up not being too bad, then.
Mm-mm.
All right, so let's go to Hayes. All right, so Hayes, let us know, man, what's like your most embarrassing moment?
Oh, man, no, my nigga. That's like, you know what I'm saying? I personally think I don't be getting embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the person feeling that's going through something. They the one that feel embarrassed, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what other people think. Fuck how they feel, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? It's cutthroat, straight like that, you know what I'm saying? I just deal with whatever mishap just happened, you know what I'm saying? And it is what it is. And got a problem with what happened, holler at me straight like that. It's cutthroat.
Okay. So you haven't done anything that, so nothing was crazy happening, like tripping and falling, any of that?
Oh, yeah, it's done been a couple of that, you know what I'm saying? I remember when, like, you know what I'm saying, I was trying to holler at these females, you know what I'm saying? And, like, we was at the subway station, you know, they be having a little vent right there, you know what I'm saying? And it was snowing out there, you know what I'm saying? I was walking up on it, and I slipped on the joint and bust my ass, you know what I'm saying? It was funny, but when I still got the girl, hit the jump. All that, so it didn't even matter.
All right, yeah, so that was good. Okay, I think every dude that's been on here, pretty much most of their embarrassing moments was somebody trying to holler at a girl. Something crazy always happens. So, hey, at the end of the day, you still won. So it's still a good look, like you said.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, so well, that leaves you, bro. Wow, what's the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you?
All right, my most embarrassing thing was we was doing the show, you know what I'm saying, and I was kind of rushing to get to the stage, and so we get up there, boom, DJ running music like ASAP. So, boom, we just on, you know what I'm saying, and then the mic, they wasn't cut on properly, so my part was coming up, and I let out like this super big sound to do my part, and then, boom, my mic not even on, so I'm just up there, you know what I'm saying, and I'm still talking, but like the people can't hear me, but you know, we was able to work it out and still make it do what it do, cut though, you know what I'm saying? It all came together towards the end, though, but it was, like, embarrassing because I thought my mic was on, you know what I'm saying, and I went in.
And I really do hate things. It'd be like the mic problems, it that's the worst, to sit there and watch that. So I'll see you. Anytime I see you on the mic thing. All right, so as the great come to a close, I want each of y'all, first off, I want to thank all of y'all for coming through the show, first off. And second off, I want you all to tell everyone how to contact y'all.
Oh, yeah, you know, you can hit us up on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, my John Hayes Williams, you know what I'm saying. You're going to see either a picture of my daughter or whatever, you know what I'm saying. My numbers is... Man, just Google Jamaican Hayes. Find me, like me, then share me. All day that cut, though. You hear me?
You know what I'm saying? I got a couple things, you know what I'm saying? Facebook.com/MrWoe. The music, you know what I'm saying? ReverbNation.com/MrWoe. Twitter, Mr. Woe, you know what I'm saying?
Google Mr. Woe, man.
Google Mr. Woe. You know what I'm saying? My music, videos, everything up there. You know
yeah, the YouTube, just like the Cutthroat Records.
You know what I'm saying?
Cutthroat Records with a Z. You know what I'm saying? The Cutthroat Records, you find our videos on YouTube. And anything else, just Google us. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Woe, you know what I'm saying? MrWoah. Mm-hmm. Jamaican Hayes. You should know how to spell that. If I can spell that for you, then it's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they maybe you ain't the type of people we need to have anyway. Yeah, you can't spell it. you can't be making haze. Come on, like, really, get out of here.
you guys can find me, Danger, Sweet Danger. dot webs.com. Facebook, like my fan page. You can find me as Danger. I'm on so many websites. Just Google my name, Danger, the motto, and about 14 sites should pop up for you. And so I'm reachable.
All right.
Okay.
All right, let's get it rolling now. Y'all know if y'all miss any parts of the show, if y'all want to check out the show over and 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 over again, y'all can go to blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ and y'all can look for the show entitled Danger and my boy Jamaican Hayes. I do look for that one. And then if you don't go there, you miss it on there. Go to iTunes, type in Life It Does Live, look for the show. You can download it for free for free. So there you go. And or just like they said, just Google it because it's on. It's like a million networks. The show is on now, so all you gotta do is go. Okay, let me find out who you're on right now. Just type in Life It Does Live. You'll find the show. I'm swagger checking y'all. just Google it. All right, so rolling on out, and that's a reminder. It's in everything you do, no matter what you do, remember, well, there's a J, oh, there's a Danger, well, there's a Mr. Whoa, well, there's a Jamaican Hayes, there is a way. All right, yeah. And I want y'all to go ahead and see y'all shout out to everybody right now.
Shout out to everybody. Go ahead. You know what I'm saying? Thank everybody for listening. You know, keep supporting the movement. I know we here. We like an unstoppable movement. You know what I'm saying? You can definitely find us everywhere. Just, you know, stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? Follow us. We'll follow you. You know what I'm saying? You could actually communicate and talk with us. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll go drop some real rock bangers for you right quick and come right back at you. You know what I'm saying? But thank you for the support, the love. You know what I'm saying? Definitely keep it up. You know it's cut though, baby. Okay, okay. Give a shout out to you know what I'm saying, everybody that supported Cutthroat, you know what I'm saying? I give a special shout out to my daughter, Tink, you know what I'm saying? She's following Daddy Footstep, you know what I'm saying? She's gonna be a monster. I'm telling you. And shout out to fucking everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with Cutthroat, man. You know what I'm saying? Like real talk, you know what I'm saying? Free my nigga Dutch, man. Yeah, I'm going to say it again. Free my nigga Dutch all day. So we tally ragged up like Osama right now.
You already know.
For my shout-outs, number one, first and foremost, I give all my glory to God. Without him, I wouldn't be successful of meeting all these beautiful people that I'm meeting, have my wonderful fan base that's supporting me through everything that I do. Step out, walk out on faith. And that's what I do. So I give my honors to him, everybody on Cutthroat team, my spotlight management team, G-Dials Resort Entertainment, and everybody that support me. My fans, I love you guys, and I'll be in your city near you.
All right. You got nothing for the roll now. I'm in the words of Chris Brown, deuces. All right. We have to do this.
All right.